Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Today, for the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, we are gathered, we are assembled. Allah gives us the ability every day, the tawfiq every day. And in this masjid, alhamdulillah, we have the chance, the opportunity to come here. Now this majlis of today's, this gathering of today, it is the gathering of dhikr, the majlis of dhikr, but it has a lot of speciality attached to it. In this majlis today, the special point is that today the dhikr that we are doing, this is the final Wednesday of Ramadan. After this, Wednesdays will come for the rest of the year, but that virtue of Ramadan, the nur of Ramadan, which is Allah's grace, Allah's generosity, the rain of Allah's mercy, we will lose out from that. And the more this loss, if we look at it, so this gathering on the final Wednesday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to rewards and his favors and his ni'mas, he will give so much that most definitely after also will be dhikr that will come afterwards, and all the fadail will be there, the virtues will be there, but the biggest loss will be this, that Ramadan will not be present. And we should be very grateful to Allah that this ni'mat, this favor of Allah, this gathering of dhikr, Allah has allowed us to arrive here. Not just today, but on tomorrow on the Day of Judgment, alhamdulillah, these majalis will be those that will be witness, they will testify and they will present themselves to Allah. Because in the generation of fitna, the hadith that the respected scholars, they share with us and has come to us from those, the biggest sign of fitna is this, that slowly, slowly, for sure, our iman will become so weak due to the love of dunya, due to the love of the world, the merciful Prophet ﷺ, due to being far from his sunnah, the Qur'an, being far from the Qur'an physically, amalan, that such a great wealth of iman will become a little point in the heart of a person, and his capacity will reduce, through which he can absorb the realities that are the means for the luggage for his akhirah thereafter. And on wasteful talk, nonsense talk, people will gather together, they will waste their time on nonsense actions, they will be proud. The more a person will waste his time, he'll be proud and sit and chat with us. Oh, last night I did this. Oh, yesterday we did this. We went on holiday to this place. In other words, wasting time, spending time on wasteful activities will become a basis of pride. But people will forget that Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with regards to this, what did they announce? What did they say? Allah Ta'ala has laid down the standard that any place, any gathering, there should not be any place, any gathering in the world where you leave that place, that any place, any gathering, you go to meet somebody, for 2 minutes you meet somebody, even in that gathering, don't leave it empty. No majlis, no gathering, no assembly, no group of people, no place should there be in which Allah's praise and durood on His Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not take place. Why? What will be the consequence of that place? That tomorrow, oh, we went there to shake his hand, to have a little chat for a few minutes, which is to sit there. But what will be the conclusion of that place tomorrow? Consequence? That there'll be immense regret that if only I had done this amal, this action, then today such rewards of Allah would come to me. This is the point. So brothers, Ramadan is passing. These are the moments in which Ramadan is passing. This Wednesday will not come again. The Wednesday will not come in. Wednesdays will come, but not the Ramadan Wednesday. These gatherings will come, but this gathering will not have the noor of Ramadan. These angels won't be present. These doors of rahmah will not be open. And elevation of status will not be present. What a great ni'mah of Allah, and especially alhamdulillah. In the days of Ramadan, if we know about the rewards of this, then a person, he will run here. He will give up the world for this. Just like in a store, if there's a sale and it's announced, a person gives up the world. Why? Because, oh, that store's shutting down. It's closing down. It's going to close tomorrow. There's a sale. I've heard to the extent that people put their beds and mattresses and quilts outside in the night. Food, drink, they sleep there. I want to get in first. If I get in first, then what they're going to buy? What they're going to buy? Food items. And how long is he going to live? They'll just go in their mouth, and in the morning it will come out. For that item, all night long we wake up. Subhanallah. And Allah's remembrance, in which Allah's name is there, what is that? Allah says in the Quran, Baqiyat. Baqiyat. You will finish. The words that come out of your mouth that praise Allah, that stays alive till Qiyamah. Baqiyat. It will adopt a form, it will become a palace. It will become a mansion. Look, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, what did he say? Yes, he said, Salam to you, Umayy. He said, Wa alaykum as-salam. Nabi alayhi salam is telling us. Yes, he said, give my message. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying to who? Imam al-Anbiya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that we don't get lazy and negligent. Yes, don't think you're on the earth. No, there's a connection, he explained, between us and the people of the heavens. What is it that connects us with them? Look at this point. Insan is on the earth, but the connection is with the heavens. What is that connects us? It's the dhikr of Allah that connects us to the heavens. Every moment he has a connection with the inhabitants of the heavens. Every second, every moment, we think, oh, he's died, he's gone to the heavens. No, brothers. The dhakir always is floating in the heavens. Who is telling us this? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said that. Tell your ummah, give salam to your ummah, and go and give them the message that Jannah, paradise, it is a very fertile earth. SubhanAllah, beautiful example. Very fertile earth is paradise. But here you will not be able to plow here. You won't be able to farm here. What a beautiful statement. Because Jannah is the place above, the abode above. And it's the place of reward. And down on the earth is the place of working, effort. The earth is at the top, paradise. Yes, the fruits will grow at the top, but you have to plow and farm on the earth to get the fruits in thereafter. Say subhanAllah. So if you don't farm, plow, if you don't give water, there's no soil, there's no fertilizer, you're sleeping. You're sleeping and you're running your business, etc. Yes, fine. According to the needs of the world, necessities of the world, Allah says, do that. Spend the time. How much do we need in this world? Wallahi, very few. So small. The stomach doesn't demand. The stomach doesn't shriek out. Just a small stomach. You drink 2 glasses of water, the stomach's full. You don't feel like eating after that if you drink 2 glasses of water. After that, mashallah, the delicacies, the people who like eating, before eating, they don't drink water. They say, no, yaar. If I drink water, then the food, I'll drink after a few glasses. So I can suppress that food more. But only that much will go, the amount Allah has made the stomach. That's why Allah Ta'ala hasn't made it a very lengthy issue in the world, but it's hirs. The greed is such a vast thing that the stomach of the human being doesn't fill. Rasulullah SAW said that if this whole valley was made of gold, the greedy man would say that I need another valley of gold. Even then my heart won't be full, my stomach won't be full. This is the meaning of the hadith. So all these things around us, they're greed. We don't have need for them. We don't need this much money that we yearn for. We don't need that much money that we can't even count the amount of money that we collate. We can't even look at the face on the currency. We don't even know that what's the weight of that money that we're gathering and accumulating, that we need for the day maybe 10 pounds, which you can buy a bread, chapati, and a nice curry. And after that, the biggest thing you need is the being grateful to Allah. That's all we need. And see, you have eaten, your family will, their stomachs will be full. Alhamdulillah. My Hazrat Sahib Nurullah Marqada, subhanallah. Ajib, somebody said, and he was faqir. They don't speak wasteful talk. Wasteful talk. So he said, bhai, you said such a thing that today the food I've eaten, alhamdulillah, I had a plate with yogurt in it, 2 rotis, our whole family ate it, our stomach was full. Do you know in front of, can you see that I've eaten kebabs or chickens? Nothing. Nor does the stomach say, nor does the stomach complain. SubhanAllah, what an example. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said that give the message to the people on the earth that the earth in the heavens is fertile, but you need to plant the seeds. And tell them also that every seed, it doesn't grow up till paradise. Say subhanallah. Try to understand what I'm saying and then praise Allah after that. We'll realize that people are listening, that the angels also know that people are active, they're listening. Subhanallah. If you don't praise Allah, then how do you know that person is the seed planted in the person's heart or not? So the seed, there are special, unique seeds. If you plant them, then they immediately start to work. Within a second, the work starts. Within a second, the work starts. Just like Allah Ta'ala calls within a second, oh, where's he gone? Oh, he's got this COVID. We're just talking about him. Within seconds, we hear that, oh, after Dhuhr is his janazah. Yes, it takes long to come, but it doesn't take long to depart, brothers. Remember this. It takes long to come. It takes 9 months. You have to wait to come. It takes long coming, but it doesn't take long in departing. He lies down in the morning, he's disappeared. This is the case, isn't it? So, this is our life. So, it's a special seed. And as Ibrahim alayhi salam, subhanahu wa ta'ala, have mercy on us. This is the message we got, that we'll get the fruits in the hereafter. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said, what are the seeds? They tell your ummah, those seeds are such that don't be lazy. The more you plant the seed, the earth is fertile, and the earth above, the soil above, that's Allah's land. Allah's earth, and what grows there? If you plant one seed here, then 70 different things will grow there. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Is there anyone to plant the seed? Tell me. Is there anyone to plant the seed? Nobody plants the seed. So much alhamdulillah, the colors will take effect there of this seed. In the hadith, the Holy Prophet ﷺ showed us another effect, that the angels are there and they said they're not doing the work. The house is made, it's plaster, for example, mashallah, very beautiful masjid people have made. Allah Ta'ala removed their loan and removed their burden. Do dua for them. What a beautiful place they have created for our comfort. MashaAllah, we come and we do dhikr. Look at the light that says illuminated. So inshallah, the burden will also end. This is Allah's land, Allah's property. So, in the hereafter, the Prophet ﷺ was asking, they were wandering around Jannah, journeying around Jannah. Why are these angels set here? Why are they not doing any work? And Jibreel ﷺ replied that their salary, you could say, has ended. That the work has stopped. Rasulullah said that, where's that instruction come from? Where's that payment come from? Jibreel said that they are workers. The person whose house is being made, the palace, he's below that man. And he's stopped working, he's lazy. They said, well, we'll restart when the payment will come, when the currency will come. This is the hadith. So first hadith, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said, what is that seed? Those seeds, plant them in the earth and don't be lazy. And that is the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. And Allah's beautiful names, Asma'ul Husna, you remember Allah. All of these verses of the Quran, they're Asma'ul Husna, they're made from Allah's name, with Allah's qualities, and they are the tajalliyat of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala sealed the Quran Hakim in these verses, and beautiful verses, all of the Asma'ul Husna, you see the light of Allah Ta'ala's glory, His power and warat, Allah's status, all of this you'll find in the Quran. Say subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala has gathered them, collected them, and composed them, and published them. Allah Ta'ala has published His praise in the Quran. The whole Quran is praise, full praise of Allah, and such beautiful praise that in that praise Allah Ta'ala has given us guidance and hidayah. Subhanallah, but keep on reading and keep on doing amal at the same time. Don't stop. Keep on reading and keep on practicing. And this Quran will arrive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a fantastic kitab that Allah has given to us. So dhikr of Allah subhanallah is a beautiful seed. Alhamdulillah is a beautiful seed. Allahu Akbar is a beautiful seed. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, great seed. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a great seed. All of these are seeds of Jannah, my brothers. And time is short of Ramadan now. And try to strengthen yourself, make yourself solid, and plant the seeds in this month of Ramadan. Don't waste any time. That's what dhikr is for. What else is dhikr for? Tell me. So the time that's passed, fair enough, Allah's karam, His mercy, that today, the fast that passed, we've been lazy, fair enough. But Allah Ta'ala is so gracious that if we start from today, Allah will say, fine, give them even from before. compensate, say subhanallah, subhanallah. So Allah is merciful. Allah says, okay, he's only learned today, the poor soul, he's gone to dhikr. Allah say, okay, no problem, he's understood today. So the previous 25 days that passed, put the seeds into those days as well, on my behalf. So a big mercy of Allah, the palaces of Jannah. So this second hadith that we're discussing, let's come back to that. So the angels were working, and they said that the payment wasn't coming from that, that this man, when he sat and does the dhikr of Allah in the earth, this is the payment, the salary for the angels. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. This is their payment. Such a great kalama, such a great kalama, that we cannot imagine the weight nobody can carry, this kalama. So insan, when he recites this, once the angels know the value of this, immediately they stand up, the jamaats of the angels, millions of angels, our palaces and homes that are being constructed, there aren't three or four workers there. No, no, no. Subhanallah. There are special bricks of musk and zafran, saffron, subhanallah. The soil is unique. In the hereafter, in paradise, say subhanallah. How beautiful. And you'll get it decorated, fully decorated. After you go there, you don't need to look for the partner, go look for a wife for me, and go to this man, seek a partner. No, no, no. Allah says, hey, when you do dhikr of Allah, those beautiful kalamats will become your hoors in the hereafter, in paradise. They will become your ghulams, your workers. They'll become the rivers for you. Read Surah Ar-Rahman and see how much enjoyment you can feel. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. What does this mean? Allah says, which ni'mas of mine will you reject? Allah is telling us, you foolish people, you're sitting in Ramadan, how you have rejected my ni'mas? How? Allah says, this way, then Ramadan, if you had done some work, then due to that ni'mah you would have seen in the heavens what you will have attained. Today's laziness, Quran is telling us that you reject Allah's ni'mas, O servant. You don't do dhikr of Allah. You don't remember Allah. Where have the Muslims gone? What has happened to their hearts? Leaving dhikr, brothers, is the biggest loss of the hereafter. The biggest loss of the hereafter. Remember what I'm telling you. One human being, if his heart is alive, and as I said, that this is the day and age of fitna. This is the generation of Dajjal. Dajjal's generation is such that he'll come in front of you, make you do sajda to him. Quran will be in the hands, in the pockets. But because that iman will become like a paper, blank paper. He'll say, I know these people, Dajjal will say. Because what's even their pockets, the Quran's beautiful, Quran's printed. And he says, I know from time, I'll make them do sajda right now. Because these are just printed, but there's no amal in their life of the Quran. No amal, no practice. He said, they say, Ummah Rasulullah. He said, I know, Dajjal. They say they're Ummatis, but one action of this is not according to the Sunnah life. Look at their house, their families outside. I know their earnings. Look, I'll make them do sajda to me. I'll make him do sajda to me. Let's see where his la ilaha illallah goes. But today, if you protect it today, through what action? Through what action? Which action can you protect yourself? Only dhikr of Allah will protect your iman. Allah's Nabi Sallam is going to the gardens of Medina. Rasulullah Sallam, he's walking towards Masjid al-Nabawi. And he's coming into the Masjid Nabawi, the Prophet's mosque. Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu narrates this hadith. Look how beautiful hadith is, I remembered. Because we keep on reading and we hear about this, subhanallah. So, Masjid Nabawi, Rasulullah is coming into the Masjid, Allah's Nabi, the Prophet of Allah. Kharaja, he's coming out of his home, towards the Masjid he's going. Where's he going? He's walking and he saw on the side of the masjid some noble companions were sat there, Sahaba Ikram. They were just sat there in the corner. So Rasulullah Sallallahu saw them and he went towards them. And I am telling you the meaning of the hadith here. So he went towards them and he went up to them. And to the Sahaba Ikram, noble companions, he stood there and he asked them with surprise that, why are you sat here? For which reason? What action has seated you here? In which point are you gathered? Assemble, subhanallah. So look at the statement of the Prophet. Some one question and three questions come out of this, say the respected scholars. He asked one question, that what purpose, what reason has seated you here? And three questions come out of this in reality. Those, the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, the ghulams of the Prophet ﷺ, they knew, even they gave them three answers, say subhanallah, subhanallah. They also gave three answers at that time. People like us, we don't even understand the first question, that what purpose has seated you here? they were alert when they had this question. Said, this is the question of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, very valuable. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he's spoken. The Ashiks, the Sahaba, they said, they must have been shaking. What's happening here? Is good news going to come? Sadness going to come? Punishment's going to come? Hellfire? Or is paradise going to come? What's going to come after this? So much khawf and fear and hope they had inside them. They shook. They said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Prophet of Allah, we are sat here. Three answers they gave. We are sat here because, and they're mentioning, there were three questions. Three questions had become, that what reason are you sat here? Why you sat here? And what are you doing? And in one question, the three questions come. Look at this. First, what are you doing? Why are you sitting here? And if you are sat here, what are you doing at the same time? And if you're doing it, why are you doing this? Subhanallah, subhanallah, say subhanallah. Look at the hadith, the color, the effect is different and unique. And the message arrived to them. That's why they gave three answers. If they knew there is one question, they would have given one answer. Muhaddithin, the hadith scholars have said, no, there were three questions and the people who heard, they were very capable. That's why three answers came. Otherwise, they would have given one answer to the one question. Say subhanallah. So when three answers came, then there must be three questions for sure. Is this not the case? So they said, O Prophet of Allah, what are we doing? Why are we sat here? And what are we doing? And they gave the three answers. O Prophet of Allah, we are sat here because we are doing dhikr. Say subhanAllah. So answer to one question. Next answer, they gave themselves. The question already come. Nahmaduhu. What are you doing? We are sat here and we are praising Allah. We are glorifying His Husn, Asma'ul Husna. In other words, whoever you love, you will praise Him. SubhanAllah. So the more you have love for somebody, the more you will praise that person. You have three children and the youngest child is always most beloved. Whenever you speak, you will mention the youngest. Phone comes, what are your children doing? Oh, yes, yes. Oh, he's playing with Hassan. Oh, he's very busy. And I have two other children as well. Why? Because the youngest child, there's more affection and love. Whenever you speak, you will mention that youngest child. It's a logic. So whoever you love more, have affection more, you will speak about that person more. And how will you speak about that person? So you're speaking about Hassan, the youngest child. Then what will you do? You'll say, first you'll laugh with a smile of love. The happiness will come. Then you will mention that person's name. Say subhanAllah. Subhanallah. So they were ashik of Allah, the Sahaba Ikram. They had love for Allah. They weren't like us. They had love, immense love. And they did just praise for nothing. Empty. It wasn't hollow. They said that we are doing dhikr. And what are we doing dhikr? We are remembering Allah. And we're sad for dhikr. And what are we doing? We only do one action. That we have love on this earth, while we are on this earth. Our body is on the earth, but we are here for the radha of our Mawla. Day and night we spend in the love for Allah. We cry for Allah. We sleep for Allah. We eat for Allah. We walk for Allah. Our every action is for Allah's radha, for His pleasure. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. And when we do everything for Allah's radha, then we become so accustomed to this, and we are forced to remember Allah, because we do all actions for Allah's love. For example, if you love somebody in the world, let's say you love money, I'll show you the colors of money, different types of money, and a person who will stand at his stool, he'll forget his food, he'll forget his thirst. What did you come eat and come? Oh, I just grabbed hold of a sandwich in the morning. Straight I came to work, because I don't want the customers to leave. Yes, that what you have love for, not just the pound, so you forget your food at the same time, you forget your tea, and you forget the things at home. And just, for example, there's a little piece of food here, or there's a little piece of food here, a little bit of bread, or a bit of roti, or just take that little slice of bread, and 10 hours he's passing the time. Why? Just for the temporary notes, the currency that he wants to save. This is the color of love. The Sahaba Ikram, they had the real love, and they had the real love with Allah. So their life, if you see it, that the examples that we have today, they said, leave this, just a date is enough, that will fill our stomach. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Is this not the case? The noble companions, you see that on one date, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, today due to your barakah, this hadith I'm understanding today, what was the reason for this? That the gracious Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for weeks, along weeks, the stove would not light. And Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa, Rasulullah would come and say, there's anything to eat? And she would say, there's nothing to eat. He said, okay, fine, I'll make the niyyah for fasting. Subhanallah. Can anyone do this? Why? What was the reason? Because subhanallah, from the illuminated places, that the, everything in their life, they were filled with the spirituality, with the nur. Just that this earth that they lived on, that they would eat the food. If it wasn't for this zameen, this earth, they were nurani, spiritual, illuminated. What? Allah's rada and ishq had made them like this. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. As a final Wednesday, listen attentively, you won't get this gathering again. Subhanallah. So a person remains illuminated with nur. When he consumes Allah's nur, then he starts to float in the heavens, in the sky. So Sahaba Ikram, they would eat one date. 3 days would pass with the date. Look at the difficulty. They would go on expeditions, on journeys, tying stones and rocks around their stomach. Can anybody do this? No. The reason was this, that they had a different food. They had a different objective. When a person becomes a Ashik, just like he stood at the shop, his stool, his objective, his money, the hunger's gone. So the people who love Allah, then their desire for material things finished. They only have one objective, Ni'matullah. Allah's hamd, his glorifying Allah and praising Allah becomes their objective in their life. So me and you were sat here in the form of fast. I will ask you tomorrow, when Ramadan will pass, that brothers, friends, after how long do you run towards the food? 3-4 hours will be difficult for you to pass. That the food in the afternoon, then you're drinking tea, then it's evening meal, and every moment this cycle. So why is it now we're not hungry? Why am I keep on speaking in front of you? And you're sat here, and people are different, elderly, the patients, the diabetic people. Why? Because you have got that food of Ramadan, the sustenance of Ramadan, and our form, it changes. In Ramadan we are totally light, we have no need, because spiritually you have strengthened, you are stronger, because your stomach has changed. Now your ruh is there. The body has gone to sleep. The ruh is alive. And the food for the ruh is Quran. The food for the ruh is Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. So that's why we are wandering around. We work. There were expeditions. Everything was done. That's why Sharia has not prohibited. Allah Ta'ala has not done dhulam. They stay hungry as well. And work. And labor. And morning and night. And go to the office. Look at this point. That, for example, has Sharia prohibited you? Has Sharia said that fast and your hukuk, that you need to stop doing them? No, you have to still live in the world. There's no hukum. Close your shops, close your stores, or stop working, employment. No, there's no hukum. Rather, do more. Allah says, do more ibadah. Subhanallah. Allah says, the more ibadah you do, the more the fast you will not feel it. Experience this. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. The more you go away from Allah's name, you will get a headache, you will have difficulty. Why? Because at that time, your body is dead. Allah Ta'ala has closed it down. Allah says that your ruh is asking for sustenance and food now. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So now, the ruh, give food to the ruh, to the soul. Give the delicacies to the ruh. Forget the body after iftari. When you break the fast with the dates and water, then the ruh goes back and the body opens up. Subhanallah, say Subhanallah. That's when the hunger comes, Alhamdulillah. Yes, a beautiful logic, isn't it? Unique logic. So, ajeeb logic this is. So, the Sahaba Ikram Noble Companion said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we are praising Allah, we're doing His hamd. And the third answer, automatically they gave that. Why? Why? Virtually, why are you doing this? What's the reason for this? What an answer they gave, Subhanallah. What an answer they gave, Subhanallah. The answer to hear. That how much we're praying, mashallah, what do? We have got a shop, a house, mashallah, he's got a shop, he's got a house. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. What's it made out of? Doesn't matter what money's come from. That we're grateful to Allah. They've got a shop, a store, okay, that's fine, good. Yes, that very quickly we're grateful. When mal comes money, and when there's no money, we forget Allah, we're unhappy with Allah. Today, my turnover was low, we start complaining. Oh, Allah, is this shukr? When the money comes, we're grateful, and when it doesn't come, we go against Allah. According to our own desires, we're against Allah. Khalas. So this is not the case of a life of a mu'min. And what was their shukr? The sahaba? No, what? No food, no clothes, no bread, no wife, no children, no house, no car, no transport, nothing. Desert. Nothing. They're sitting on the desert, on the sand. No camels. They didn't even have a donkey. Subhanallah. They didn't even have the slippers on their feet. No clothes on the body, on the top, nor in the bottom. They had one cloth, they wrapped their body in that. The Sahaba Ikram are praying in that appearance. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And what were they grateful for? For which purpose? Thing. Because they were grateful on the reality of life. They said, Ya Rasulullah, this hamd we're doing, we're praising Allah for this reason. That Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us the greatest ni'mah, the greatest ni'mah He's given to us. So when this hadith that's running, and I'm sharing this with you, you must have read this hadith a few times. Ni'mah azim, Allah has given to us the greatest gift. The greatest gift Allah has given to us, the greatest favor. For that reason, we're sat here doing, we're doing dhikr. We're doing dhikr by doing hamd. With the hamd, why are we doing hamd? Why are we doing this? We'll tell you the reason, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu Allah's Nabi sallallahu is listening to the answer with ease. Listening to the words of the sahabah. Why? Why? Tell me. We're doing for this reason, that Allah Ta'ala has given us the greatest ni'mah. And look around, what is that ni'mah that they had, the sahaba ikram? What ni'mah? Which ni'mah that they're grateful? Could you see the ni'mah? What could you see that they had? So they had the real ni'mah that they were pointing towards. The real ni'mah that they were pointing towards. What has Allah given to us? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us Islam. He's given to us Islam. Subhanallah. Me and you, has Allah given us Islam? Have you ever thought about this? We don't have a clue. Have I got this or that? Have I got a car or not a car? Then we're awake. Okay, let's be grateful to Allah if I get these things. Well, let me give some charity. Okay, let me give this. But what were they grateful for, the Sahaba Ikram? Allahu Akbar, Islam. Islam, what is Islam, brothers? Islam makes a person a Muslim. Islam makes a person a Muslim. And one Muslim woman, he has three things inside him through which Islam is made. Number one, in his heart is Allah. In his heart is Allah. In life, obedience to Rasulullah. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. In his heart is, due to Islam, in his heart is Allah. In his life is obedience to Rasulullah. And for guidance, Kalam Allah. Three results of Islam. That person who has these three things, if he doesn't have these, he's not a Muslim. Person who doesn't have these three things, he is not a Muslim. Three things make Iman. Three things make Iman. Due to which Sahaba Karam were doing shukriya, grateful. On this name, Allah, you have given to us Islam. Allah, you've inserted Iman into our hearts. You have come into our hearts. You, Allah, have given us your beloved Nabi, who we obey, we imitate him, we follow him. We are grateful for this reason, Allah, because you've given us Quran, in the which shade, its shade we make the decisions in our life. Due to these three things, if we move away from these three things, if our life, if in a person's life, if one of these factors is not present, he is not a Muslim. La yuminu hadda hadukum hatta akuna, which is this hadith of Muslim, he cannot be a Muslim. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu said, if I am not more beloved to him, more beloved than his life, his mal and his awlad. Allahu Akbar. So will he be ashamed of keeping the beard? Will he be ashamed of following the sunnah? That person, tell me that person. Will be ashamed that why should I wear imamah? Subhanallah. His iman will testify. The Sahaba Karam gave the message to the Ummah today. Due to the deen, we are doing dhikr. Due to the reality, the maqsad of dhikr, they explain. Subhanallah, listen, O Dhakireen, people who do dhikr, beautiful good news is coming to you, Subhanallah. Subhanallah, beautiful good news I'll give to you right now, you'll be shocked when you listen to the meaning of this hadith. I'm not saying, Ahmad, I'm reviving this hadith. Subhanallah. Open your hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He instilled the nur into the hearts so that we can also do amal on the words of this hadith. Subhanallah, it's coming. Allah has given us this message. What a beautiful piece of good news. So in reality, dhikr of Allah, what is dhikr of Allah? The Sahaba Ikram Noble Committee is explaining dhikr. When you do it, the qawm, they will do dhikr. People do dhikr. And who will be those people who do dhikr? Three qualities in their life they'll have. Quality number one, wahdaniyat, oneness of Allah, subhanallah. There'll be lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obedience and Quran, they will accept the Quran, subhanallah. And the standing, sitting will be Quran. No life of theirs will be without guidance of the Quran. No part of their life will be without guidance of the Quran. When they open the Quran, they'll say, Allah, my next footstep, what should I do? What does the Quran say? Every footstep of their life will come from the Quran. Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Three things if they have in their life, their iman will be complete. When he goes in the grave, he'll say, Marubaka, he'll say, Allah, in the grave. Who is your Rasul? He'll say, Rasulullah. And what is your iman? What is your deen? He'll say, Islam is my deen. In the grave, and we were grateful for those. Then that desert, those Sahaba Karam, the noble companions, they're demonstrating that we are grateful to Allah sat here. So two things, listen carefully, my brothers. Number one, When a human being, when a jama'ah sits like you, why you sat here? Today, the same question I ask you today. Why you sat here right now? Well, you'll say to do dhikr. Subhanallah. Why you gathered assembly? Why you sat here? You'll reply to do dhikr. You'll say this, won't you? And the meaning of that, whoever sat with this niyyah, then today the sahaba ikram sunnah, he's reviving that sunnah of the sahaba ikram. It's not bidah that he's doing. It's not innovation. What's he doing? Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba ikram, he's reviving the sunnah here today. Which sunnah? I'm explaining to you about which, what is it being said. What is the stamp on the sunnah? The sit in the masjid, in Masjid Nabawi, they sat there and do dhikr of Allah. Such a jama'ah, when it sits until qiyamah, it will be nurani, illuminated, because the noble companions, they're reviving their sunnah. These are the people who do dhikr. Tell me how good news comes out of space today. Don't be afraid. Dunya, generation, doesn't matter what it says to you, be firm. Whichever masjid you get, sit and do the dhikr of Allah there, right there and then. Say subhanallah. Don't wilt, don't shake. This is when the day and age of fitna comes, when the era of fitna comes, when the masjid, which is the house of Allah, when the padlocks are applied outside and a dhikr permission doesn't get given to you, there are big hadith about majalis, about masjids. Then the final day and age, there'll be chit-chat, discussion, gossip in the masjids. And the purpose of the masjid for which it was constructed, the action won't be there. The masjid which is made with ikhlas, with sincerity, with taqwa, the masjid is constructed, I swear by Allah and say, the dhikr of Allah for sure definitely will be in that masjid. Automatically will come in that masjid. Look at that today. These people made the masjid out of love. How many days did it take? How many days passed? Hey, alhamdulillah, 25 years I did dhikr, never did they call, I said to do dhikr. No, but when with the ikhlas, the masjid was completed, constructed, then alhamdulillah, immediately Allah Ta'ala instilled in the heart, Noor, go and host the dhikr wala in your masjid. Mubarak, congratulations to the people, administration of this masjid. This masjid is accepted. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Help this masjid, assist this masjid, brothers. Yes, I don't ask for charity, you know, my colleagues know. But for this ni'mah, this favor Allah has given us a great ni'mah. Allah selected you for this action. Tomorrow when this masjid will go to the heavens, it won't invite anyone. It will say that jama'ah, may that jama'at come who invited people and hosted and did the dhikr wala in this masjid. So Allah say subhanallah. Am I right or am I wrong? Tell me. Is this right or wrong? Tell me. Yes, they made this masjid for themselves. What link does it have to us? Tell me, they made the masjid for their purpose. Allah says, it's my home. If it's my home, then I will allow those people to come and fill the masjid who I desire. Yes, for example, people, the builders come, they come to your home, somebody's putting a mirror or glass or the windows or plastering your home. So what's happening? Do they take over your home? No, they decorate, they build, they construct, manufacture, they do it, they go, and then the owner of the house comes. That the person who had to make the house constructed, he's done it, but the person who owns the house, he sees those people he wanted to invite to his home. Subhanallah. So in that house we're living, we're sitting now, and there's taqwa, ikhlas, it cannot be that dhikr of Allah will not take place in that home. Impossible. Even if it's a small masjid, then the desert, broken down mud hut, if there's taqwa there, sincerity, I believe, I swear by Allah, that first and foremost the dhikr of Allah will take place there. I saw in my husband's sahib's life, subhanallah, such broken down masjids in the village areas, remote, but dhikr of majalis would take place there. The angels would descend to that gathering of dhikr. Subhanallah. This is the glory of the masjid. You don't look at the decorations and the I'll put this here. They say, don't praise the decorations. When you praise this masjid, praise it for one reason. That in this masjid is Allah's dhikr takes place. That's the decoration of the masjid. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Subhanallah. That's when you realize the masjid was constructed, manufactured beautifully, great. I will stop the hadith. Let's do shukr to Allah. Listen. It stated that we are grateful to Allah, we're doing shukr to Allah, on which point? On three things. Allah, we attained Allah, Allah's Rasul, and Allah's Kalam. Subhanallah. On this we are grateful. Acha, Rasulullah said, is it? So this is what you're doing? Allah, I swear by Allah. Allahumma dhalik. That for this reason you are seated here for sure, you are sat here for this purpose. I swear by Allah, you are sat here for this purpose. The Sahaba Ikram said, wallahi, we are sat here for this reason. We have no other objective, no other purpose. They even swore by Allah. The Rasul said, don't fear. Don't fear. You haven't assumed, my beloved colleagues, don't fear that you're not doing anything wrong. No, don't worry. Don't worry. Jibreel came to me right now. Inna Allah. you've read this hadith, or you understand this hadith now. Just now, Jibreel descended. Oh, my colleagues, oh, Dhakirin, listen, listen about that message. Jibreel just came down right now to explain. Who is explaining? Imamul Anbiya, the head of the prophets. Who came to explain? Jibreel alayhi salam from the heavens. And whose instruction did he bring? Rabbul Alameen, Allah Rabbul Alameen. For who? For the Dhakirin people, for those who do dhikr of Allah. So should we do dhikr or should we not do dhikr? Tell me. For which hukum? What hukum is he brought? For the Dhakirin. That today they are considered the backward people. Yes, who are these Dhakir? Oh, go to the side, go to the back and do dhikr. You come to the front, you come to the front. Let them go to the back. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So hukum, the order is coming. Jibreel Islam is descending, subhanAllah. In which order? For the Dhakirin. For those who remember what good news is being given, subhanAllah. He said, don't worry, don't be afraid. I'm amazed on this action, what reward is coming from Allah. Such a massive reward, Rasulullah said, that's why I swore by Allah that you're doing such a great action. That the whole world and the heavens, you have made it shake. That akhbarni, I'm coming with this news. Jibreel said, that give them good news. Inna Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on this action of theirs, on this locality, on this love, on this regard, Allah ta'ala is so happy, that a special angel, Allah is proud amongst them. Proud of these people amongst his special angels. So even today is the same situation. Why you sat here? For the dhikr of Allah. Why you sat here? To praise Allah. Why are you doing this? Because Allah Ta'ala has given us this masjid, Iman, and He saved us from the sins, and He's given us all the goodness, and He's taken us away from bad. In Ramadan, He has made us busy in His remembrance. SubhanAllah. So good news, listen to about that good news. What is that good news? I'm sharing the fantastic good news. SubhanAllah. So what's that reward? What's the reward? This whole reward that's been given to the Sahaba Ikram, the noble community, is such a great reward. For which reason? That Allah Ta'ala's, they were grateful to Allah on which point? On Iman. Say SubhanAllah. They were grateful for the Iman. Look how great is Iman. The greatest wealth in the universe is Iman. Iman. That whether you're grateful for something or not, but you should definitely be grateful for Iman. And the tariqah for being grateful, the Sahaba Ikram said, is Dhikrullah. Dhikrullah. The best and the highest grade and most excellent way of being grateful for Allah's name in this world and the hereafter reward is dhikrullah. Man, woman who do dhikr of Allah, that person is being grateful to for his iman in the right way. So the good news is this, Allah Ta'ala instructed in the Quran, shakartum lazidannakum. Whoever is grateful for whichever ni'mah I give, then that ni'mah will multiply and increase and multiply. So you today, if you do dhikr and you're grateful for the wealth of iman, then according to this promise of Allah, every moment, every second, the dhakir person's iman will continue to increase and multiply. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Person's iman, if he multiplies and strengthens and increases, then tell me what will be his maqam in the hereafter. That's why Rasulullah, the Prophet of Allah said that the people who do dhikr, they're such a group of people that when the people on the day of judgment will be unconscious, they'll be coming out from their graves. A unique sketch has been drawn. When there will be disorder, calamity, tragedies, people will come out of the graves, and that time a jama'ah of people will be waking up, coming out, that their faces will be shining like the moon on the 14th night. We realize there will be those darvish who in the world you could see there were sins and evil and vice and songs and music and immodesty, and they were rejoicing in just one action, the dhikr of Allah, and that's it. Subhanallah. Dhikr of Allah, the person who does dhikr, his iman will never be fortunate. There'll be no danger. That even Dajjal if his father comes, but the Dhakirin, that qawm they'll be protected, will be the Dhakir qawm. They will not prostrate to Dajjal. They will not submit to him. Why? Because the Quran promises the Dhakirin, the iman, the protector is Allah. Recite Durood Sharif. Let's do a little bit of dhikr.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المرسلين تاح وياسين الحبيب الأمين اے میرے مولا یہ قبولیت کے دروازے قبولیت کا وقت ہے تیری رحمت کے دروازے کھلے ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ ہم سب کی بخشش فرما یا اللہ ہم سب کو بخشش فرما یا اللہ پوری امت کی بخشش فرما یا اللہ تمام بلاءات مصیبات مصیبتیں اتنی میں ہیں میرے مولا سب سے تو ہماری حفاظت فرما اے میرے مولا ہمارا سلامتی سے رمضان گزار جو رمضان میں ہمیں ٹوٹی پھوٹی عبادت کریں اپنے فضل و رحمت سے ان سب کو قبول فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلیہ صحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین